Good evening, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Eagles Nightly on this Wednesday, December 5th, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles return to practice on Wednesday, but for the first time, they do so with Nick Foles as the official number one quarterback of this football team. Andy Reid promoted Foles on Monday after the rookie threw for a career-best 251 passing yards and a touchdown while leading the Eagles to a season-high 33 points in the loss to Dallas. Foles understands the task at hand and is poised to make the most of this opportunity.
You know, it's a great honor to be the quarterback here, but just same thing, back to work. Got a lot of work to do. I was, ready for Tampa Bay and, preparing. I studied the last film, made corrections, worked on them, and, just moving forward. It's a great honor. I'm very fortunate to be here. But like you said, there are only 32 jobs, but, you don't make it too big. You take it one day at a time, and I just think of it, we have great guys in this locker room. It's a great team to be a part of with all the coaches and, everybody who works here. So we're all in it together, and, it's great. It's a great position to be a quarterback here in a great place like this.
The transition from Michael Vick to Foles as the starting quarterback certainly takes some adjustment in the locker room. With the past four games to showcase his talent, has Foles won over the locker room with his athletic and leadership abilities?
Well, it's coach's decision. Excited to play with Nick and, win some games. He's done a good job. I think he's gotten better over the past few games. And, I thought he played pretty well this past game against the Cowboys. And, we all make mistakes, but overall he did a good job.
He's very savvy. He's very, very, he's very, very calm. I think those are attributes, he's not as fleet of foot as Mike, but at the same time.
Who is, though?
Not many. But at the same time, he's very, very calm under pressure. He knows that he can get the ball out. And even though he can't run around as well, he's very, very decisive with his decision making. And he gets guys in position to make plays. And that's a very, very good attribute of the quarterback.
Whoever they name, we're ready to block for, ready to go with it. And Nick's been steadily improving. And it's good to see a young guy do that, just taking to the coaching. He kind of got thrown in the mix there, thrown into the fire. But he's done a good job getting acclimated, and he's come a long way, and will continue to do so, I believe.
Foles has not been the only rookie to be in the spotlight in recent weeks. Bryce Brown has started the past two games and has registered the two highest single-game rookie rushing performances in team history. Brown is on track to start his third straight game for an injured LeSean McCoy, who continues to recover from a concussion. This week, Brown faces the league's top-ranked run defense in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they're very athletic. I think they do a great job of stopping the run, being ranked number one. I think it's a good challenge for us as a unit offensively, and we're excited for it. They're a great team, and it should be a good game. I approach every week the same, paying attention to detail, focusing in, and I don't really think too much is different. I think you got to find what works for you, and paying attention to detail and doing little things is what works for me.
Head athletic trainer Rick Burkholder is expected to update the statuses of Vick and McCoy later in the week as they are both recovering from concussions. On Wednesday, Reid did not rule out McCoy returning later this season despite Brown's success on the field. As for Vick, he's still viewed as a great quarterback by his coach and his teammates despite the depth chart change.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. Listen, right now it's getting over that part of it. But could he still play? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's physically, he can still run, he can still throw, he's a smart kid, still play.
Yeah, Mike's he's a great teammate, and, talk to him a little bit, and, he takes it good, and, I don't think you can ask any more of that guy. And Mike's still a great quarterback. I think it kind of gets lost in it, but Mike's a great quarterback.
Definitely, me always will always be appreciative of what Mike Vick has done for me and what he's done in this locker room. He's inspired so many people with just his personality and who he is as a player. But at the same time, we understand that, this is a situation that Coach Reed feels best with Nick in there, and we support his decision. We support Nick Foles as our quarterback, and whoever's in there, the receivers are going to go hard for. We want to win games.
For Brandon Foles to have success moving forward, they need help from the offensive line, which has gelled since King Dunlap returned to left tackle, Dennis Kelly was moved to right tackle, and Jake Scott was put in as the right guard. Despite the injuries that has plagued the line all season, the linemen have persevered to try and put forth a good effort for the final quarter of the season.
I'm just always working to improve. Experience has gone a long way for our younger guys. They're getting a lot of good game reps, game experience, and some good coaching from Howard Mudd. We have to keep fighting. A lot of situations have presented themselves that aren't ideal, but trying to stay mentally tough, focused on the task at hand at all times.
I think we believed in ourselves all along since I've been here. You know, I don't think there was a lack of confidence from the time I showed up. I think we've played well. I think we expect to play well, and I think we expect to play better every week.